Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Darrell Ackerfelds. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting 9th. The catcher, Larry Owen. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ackerfelds fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Snyder trying to get to third. Tartabull throws the ball into Seitzer, who tags Snyder for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Hall moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter fields the ball and throws to Ackerfeld's covering. Safe. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. White moves to third. Eisenreich moves to second. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabler. The throw from Owen and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar misplays the ball. That's an error on Salazar. Carter moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Snyder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians 1, Royals, 1. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Hall moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Eisenreich moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. One out. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Reggie Ritter now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to third. Brett moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Brett scores. White moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-3 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-3 in the game. Hinzo takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-3 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Eisenreich hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Royals. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-3 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hinzo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.